Let There Be Light. From Flashbangs and Frag Grenades. By Calchexis. Read by Sam Gabriel. Based on League of Legends by Riot Games. Chapter 58. Don't Look for Me. Camille fell to her knees and slammed her fists into the steel plating, and where they impacted, bolts of lightning struck and blackened the metal. Again and again, she pounded the metal plates as if her grief and rage could sunder the very building beneath her. She was dead. Her dove, her darling, her beloved Wren. Camille had felt her final breath, tasted it as she had tasted so many of her gentle gasps. Of all the worthless, pointless wretches in either city, Wren had been the one good thing, the one perfect existence. Her hate, zeal, and devotion were second to none, and there was no other in all of Valoran who saw the beauty of progress through the same crystal-clear lens. Dragging in ragged, furious breaths, Camille punched the ceiling one more time, breaching straight through the reinforced steel, but it didn't matter. No amount of petty destruction would ever matter. On the heels of that realization, a terrible calm came over her. And she understood what would matter. No petty destruction would be enough, but the godly kind. Oh, yes. That might. Arcs of lightning coursed down her limbs as Camille Farrow stood and lifted her face to the storm. Rain fell in sheets across her, and she spread her arms wide as if to welcome it. The water sluiced across her, sending sparks of blue dancing over her cold metal skin, skin that only Wren had ever been allowed to touch and who had touched it so thoroughly and lovingly.
"And I will rain such wrath upon them,"
Camille muttered as she lowered her arms.
"I will show them the chaos of nature, the unruly destruction of untamed anger, and when the storm of my grief has passed, they shall remember how to love order. I do this for you, my dove."
At the far end of the roof, between that forest of sparking mechanical trees that caught and channeled the storm's lightning, the access door hissed open. Camille raised her hand and made a cup with her palm, then flicked her fingers. And a bolt of lightning spat from the sky, struck her hand, and then launched it into the dark hall beyond the door. It was briefly filled with light, and there was nothing there. No enemies. No Zonites. "Then where?"
"Come out, cowards,"
Camille sneered.
"Face me. One on two."
Her only warning of danger was the briefest flicker of distortion in the air, and then a ravening beam of prismatic light burst into being as Luxana Crown Guard folded out of invisibility. As fast as Camille was, she wasn't faster than light. And the beam struck her full on. The petricite skin lay seared white before the microcapacitors in her shoulders, hips, and legs swallowed the overburn and spat it back out as a shield around Camille, reinforced by arcs of electricity and torrential winds. The howling winds masked the next attack as a rocket, undoubtedly fired by Luxana's Chemlord wife, struck her in the back just as the beam wore out. The explosive impacted the shield and drove into it until the propellant finally spent itself and the warhead detonated. The finest Chemtech explosives blew through her shield and staggered her in time to receive a massive blast of arcane to the back that locked her limbs in place with so much power that she actually froze for the half-second it took her skin lace to absorb it. It was long enough for Jinx to unload a full volley of armor-piercing shot into her body, chewing away her ablative exo-armor only to blunt on the more advanced subdermals below.
"Enough!"
Camille thrust her arms out to either side and sent arcs of lightning at both Chemlord and Rogue Radiant. Jinx skidded back, her mechanical arm up with the plates encasing her forearm splayed open, projecting a Hextech energy field of her own. Lux, on the other hand, was hunkered down, her hands up and projecting a sphere of light around herself to absorb and deflect the arcane lightning.
"You think that's enough?"
Camille hissed.
You think your magic and weapons are enough to kill a god?
She called down more lightning from above, and it struck her like a hammer, filling her mouth with the taste of ozone and iron before spilling out through her arms to redouble her attacks on the two anarchists. Jinx swore as they started spitting from her arm, and even Lux cried out as she crouched down and shrank her bubble to make it denser. Camille scoffed.
Really? You struck me blind, caught me at my weakest, and yet this is the best you can do!
Nope!
Jinx crowed, then said, Hey! This ain't a spectator sport!
What?
Bang! A shot took her in the chest and cored straight through her chest, just left of her gleaming heart. Worse was that it seemed to take something with it. She felt like whatever had passed through her had ripped something fundamental out the back. And Camille coughed and spat oil in the lubricant as she staggered and clawed at the hole in her chest. She stumbled, turning around to find her shooter stepping out of the dark in eerie silence as the lightning danced around her like she wasn't even there.
Hello, Cam.
Renata's flanged voice held only contempt as she cocked back the hammer of an absolutely massive revolver whose metal body gleamed strangely in the light.
Daddy's home.
Lux hadn't expected Camille to be an easy mark, but the sheer scale of power they were dealing with was far beyond the pale. She wasn't quite an aspect, not yet, but she was damn close. The storm around them was a force multiplier for everything Camille did, which, combined with her state-of-the-art Hextech body, made her damn near invincible. Except against that gun. Lux hadn't asked because she hadn't wanted to know, but she could feel the malevolence bleeding off of that weapon like a subtle, wintry breeze wrapping around Renata when she had assured her and Jinx that it could kill Camille. It was a tool of death and nothing more, and only as it was fired and tore through the formerly untouchable Camille like she was tissue paper did Lux finally recognize where she'd felt that chill before. On the Rift, while fighting against Noxus. More specifically, against Mordekaiser. Clearly, Camille recognized the threat it posed as she suddenly vanished in a flicker of movement too quick for any of them to react to. She moved so fast that all she left behind were arcs of electricity and a blurry trail, and Lux spun around and splayed her fingers as Jinx darted over to press her back to Lux's. A shield of light bloomed around them as Jinx brought Pow Pow up and started panning for threats. Camille wasn't facing them head-on anymore, though. She knew they could hurt her now, and that had changed everything. Insofar as Lux recalled on the exceedingly limited dossier possessed by the Radiant, her tactics were one of hit and run, and it earned her the nickname the Steel Shadow. Lux had the feeling they were about to witness that expertise firsthand and in very close quarters.
Well, as it was too much to hope she'd die in one hit,
Jinx muttered as she turned and shouted at Renata, who had dropped to a knee to clutch at her head.
Hey, Glask! What the fuck was that? I thought you were going to take out her heart or her head!
Glask shuddered, then looked up to meet Jinx's eyes with blazing black pinned fury.
I've never fired this weapon before, Chemlord, so forgive me if having a fragment of my soul wrenched from my body at the pull of a trigger caused me to flinch.
Guess you can't just fan the hammer on that thing then, huh?
If that was an option, I'd have considered it.
Glask replied dryly as she kept her head on a swivel.
But no. I estimate a 5-second minimum firing interval. 5 seconds. Might as well be a century. Still, I will not miss again.
Better fucking not,
Jinx muttered as she turned back and stared out over the rooftop.
I don't know if we're gonna get a second shot, much less a fucking third.
All we have to do is pin her down for a second, just 1 second, and give Glask time to take out her heart, Lux reminded her. We don't have to be the ones to kill her.
And I'm not really the hero type anyway,
Jinx said with a laugh. And then Lux felt a nudge against her back.
There she comes!
You sure? Jinx looked back over her shoulder with her mechanical eye and winked.
Sure am. She gave me a good long look at that shiny blue heart of hers before she ghosted. Now, 9 o'clock!
They both turned as one. Following the tracking system implanted in it, and they opened fire, Jinx with a fusillade of HV shots and Lux with a ravening blast of light, and they struck something. A flicker of lightning-wreathed darkness danced out of the way of most of their shots, but Lux had felt something connect. It hadn't been a direct hit, but they'd winged her, and she was already damaged. If they could whittle her down enough to trip her up, Lux was confident she could slow the steel shadow down enough to give Glask her second shot.
Up!
Jinx jerked Pow-Pow straight up and fired, while Lux unleashed a twisting mass of light. For a brief moment, she caught a flicker of Camille's hateful features twisted into an agonized snarl. Lux fired another chaining bolt, but not quickly enough. It ripped through a flickering afterimage as Camille's aspect-powered speed propelled her out of the way. She had fired the instant she'd confirmed Camille's presence, but it still wasn't fast enough. That confirmed at least one bothersome problem. The only way she was going to catch Camille in her snare was if she fired before she saw the Pharos Matriarch even appear. Because if she fired after, she would surely miss.
Fuck!
Jinx whipped around.
Glask, 8 o'clock!
Granada Glask was already moving, holstering her cursed revolver and flaring out her augmented arms. The porcelain-like biometal unraveled as she lashed out in Jinx's direction, who threw out a brace of chomper grenades. Following her instincts, Lux fired an oversized bolt of chaining light, only to strike nothing. Camille appeared a moment later, inches from where Lux had made her gambled shot, dancing between Renata's lashing tendril arms. The chompers blew a second after that, but a blast of tempest wind deflected the explosion, while arcs of electricity caught the shrapnel, spun it around Camille, and then launched it straight at Renata. The Chem Baron snapped her arms back in and crossed them over herself. A shield of Hextech projected from implants in her body bloomed around as the bolt of lightning and molten shrapnel slammed into her. It ripped through the shield and struck her full, ripping her from her feet and sending her through two capacitor rods. It was enough for Lux to slam another bolt of chaining light into her, but only for a fraction of a second and not nearly long enough for Renata to recover. Jinx was ready, though. In the instant where she was locked in place, Jinx's mechanical arm ratcheted out into its shotgun configuration and fired. Lux knew exactly which round had been fired, too, since the moment it touched Pharos, her light chains disintegrated. It was her wife's last petricite slug. Camille screamed as it punched another hole into her, killing the arcs of arcane electricity derived from her stolen font of aspect energy. For just a moment, she was back to being Camille. And while that woman was easily one of the deadliest beings in Piltover, she was still weaker. She tried to move, but this time Lux could track her, and this time she didn't miss. Overcharging her bolt of light, she struck, and Camille froze, her petricite skin lace flaring white as it quickly devoured the energy of her spell.
Glask! Now!
Lux screamed. That horrible revolver barked just as the spell failed, and Camille twisted to try and get out of the way. She only half succeeded as the ensorcelled round blew through her right arm, shearing it off at the elbow.
Shit!
Jinx raked Camille with more shots, but she was already gone, vanished to lick her wounds.
That one!
Glask rasped as she stumbled between them.
Wasn't my fault.
She looked bad, very bad. Renata Glask had always had a solidity of presence that overwhelmed everything and everyone around her. She was always the biggest personality in the room. Now, though, she seemed worn thin and wearing every single one of her years like a weight around her neck. Fuck getting another third shot. Renata looked like she'd barely survived firing that last one.
Look, Glask,
Jinx said quietly. And Lux felt a chill go down her spine.
Not trying to be heroic or anything here, but if the bitch ain't dead, then we're all dead, so maybe I take the next shot.
Jinx, no, Lux hissed. To her surprise, Glask nodded.
Your wife is right. You're chem-hansed, but not evolved. I am both, and the effects are multiplicative. If you fire, you will likely die, and worse, you'll miss.
Thanks for the vote of confidence.
Just find her!
Glask snarled. Lux didn't miss the tremor in her voice. She wasn't going to argue, though, as cruel as it was both to Glask and, more importantly, to Seraphine. If one of the three of them had to die to kill Camille Pharos, Lux would pick Glask every single time. Gods and aspects willing, it wouldn't come to that, but if it did, Sarah, forgive me, Lux whispered softly. But I choose Jinx. Within the mechanism, Seraphine stirred. She was so weak, but she wasn't dead. Not yet. Janna's aspect soul was keeping her alive despite the lack of food and water. Since accepting her role as host, she didn't need those things anymore. Although their lack was, well, she could still feel hunger. She had woken the moment the disconnect had happened. It had taken her time to orient herself, but as the platform rose, she'd become more and more lucid. Thanks to her expanded senses, she had felt more than seen the final moments of that monster. She had watched the former sheriff of Piltover and her wife finally end what was left of the life of Wren Gleamspire, who had managed to outstrip her father's atrocities by an order of magnitude. More importantly, she had felt how they'd done it. That sound, that song. It carried the tones of misery deep within. It resonated all the way down to Seraphine's bones, and through it she could feel all the deaths that siren call had produced stretching back to the early days of the mining colonies. She could feel it just as she could feel the vibrations of the platform begin to slow as it approached the roof from the lowest, stygian depths of the prison. Just as she could hear the tremor of Vi Kiriman's voice as she said, "Here it comes, Cupcake. You ready?" "Aye. And hopefully she's dead by the time we get there. When have we ever been that lucky?" Caitlin huffed out a laugh. "I found you, did I not?" "Yeah, guess so." "What about Sarah? Do you know how to open that thing without killing her?" Nope. "Then I'm afraid she's staying put for the time being," Caitlin replied quietly. "Perhaps it's for the best, considering what Glask is doing." Seraphine's heart suddenly slammed to life in her chest at that. The machine was trying to keep her pliant and asleep, but something in her rebelled violently at the mention of her wife's name. What was going on up there? What the hell was Renata doing? Stillwater's rooftop trembled, and Jinx whipped around to find a massive hole near the center opening like a mechanical iris as a machine of monstrous complexity rose up in its place. Hex-electric arcs spat and tore across the sky, spitting mechanical rage back up into the sky only for it to rain back down and strike the pylons surrounding it. Then her cybernetic eye was moving again, twitching left, right, then left again as it continuously acquired, lost, and reacquired the lock on the unique energy emitted by that pulsating gem that Camille called a heart. It was painful, but there was no other choice. Every time Camille moved, Jinx's eye twitched, but that wasn't the point. The point was that if Camille wanted to attack them, she had to do one of two things. Either she had to stop moving, or she had to orient and start moving in a straight line, and in either case, it would give Jinx a split second to warn everyone. That warning was the only thing giving them the edge necessary to fight back. Camille obviously hadn't missed that, considering how much effort she'd put into trying to kill Jinx the moment she'd started shouting out directions. It didn't matter if Camille knew how she was being tracked. All she needed to know was that Jinx was the one doing it, so Jinx had to die. Made sense. Too bad she was Jinx, and Jinx stands for Jinx.
"Fists up, fat hands!" Jinx shouted.
"What's wrong? The old lady too much for you?"
Vi shouted as she and Caitlin came sprinting out from the risen platform. Lux scoffed and jerked her head to throw her rain-sodden blondie locks from her face as she said,
"We're working on it, Wren!"
"Dead," Caitlin replied flatly. "Finally." Then Jinx's eye jerked, and she turned her head until it zeroed out before shouting,
"6 o'clock!"
Vi shot past her left like a bullet as an actual bullet fired over her right shoulder, while Lux wound up a bolt of light big enough to chain Camille to the floor as the bitch herself clashed with Fat Hands, her bladed legs deflecting off of Vi's combo of attacks. Lightning spilled from her ruined arm like electric blood, and she lashed Vi with it, sending her flying across the roof as her wife screamed her name. Jinx didn't waste the moment. She fired another shot, this one containing a powerful acidic adhesive, but Camille twisted in midair and sliced the shell in half. The lightning wreathing her body cooked off the chemical mixture inside before it had a chance to explode. The payload was a waste, but the shot wasn't as Caitlin's Hextech bullet whipped past Camille's defenses, hit her close range just above the ruined hole in her chest, and sent her spinning. A blast of light from Lux struck her again, and Lux locked her down as she screamed, "Finish it!" Glask was already aiming, her finger curling around the trigger, and Jinx could see the reflection of death in Camille's mechanical eyes as she realized she couldn't bring down all five of them. Even with the power of an aspect and all the technology of the City of Progress, it wouldn't be enough. Then Glask choked. She hit the ground, taking a knee as Camille vanished again, her petricite augments burning through the spell for her, and Jinx whipped around. "Glask!
I know!"
Glask snarled. She was shaking. Her whole damn body was shaking.
"I know. I don't think I have enough left."
Jinx stomped up to her while Lux, Caitlin, and limping, smoking Vi surrounded them in a defensive formation.
"Damn it, Glask! Give me that fucking gun! If you can't take that shot, then I will!"
"You'll miss!"
"Maybe," Jinx snapped. "But at least I'll fire it!"
Renata shook her head, then looked up to Vi and Caitlin and said,
"Where is my wife?"
"Still inside the machine," Caitlin replied. "We can't open it. Jace was trying, but it doesn't look like he succeeded." "Wait." Lux looked horrified. "Does that mean she'll be able to draw more power, finish the ritual?"
"If she does, she'll need to do it."
Renata looked up and over the main platform that all the cables and wiring on the ceiling were feeding into.
"From there."
Jinx chewed on her lip, an idea occurring to her in the heat of the moment. It was a total gamble, but it might work. She might not know everything that went into that gun tapping into the realm of heebie-jeebies every time it fired, but it was drawing energy, and really, it was just a gun, right? Just a hunk of metal. How was it supposed to tell? Kneeling by Glask, Jinx said,
"Hey, I've got an idea."
Renata met her gaze evenly, exhaustion warring with fury in her inhuman eyes. For the moment, Jinx's eye was still twitching madly. Camille was waiting. She'd gotten too damn close to death with that last attack to risk a frontal assault again. Besides, for now, time was on her side. For now.
"I'm listening,"
Glask said finally, and Jinx smiled. She kept her voice low, not sure if Camille had a way of listening in, but honestly more worried about her wife overhearing. It was a huge risk, but at this point, they were all out of surefire options, and a bad plan was better than no plan. And then her eye twitched again, and Jinx snapped her head up and shouted,
4 o'clock!
There was no charge this time. She was standing still this time. And it wasn't hard to see why. Every hex electric arc suddenly bent to meet where Camille stood at the roof's far end. Her whole body was glowing like an overcharged reactor, and even Jinx could see that she wasn't going to withstand that voltage for long. Her skin was fucking melting, and the petricite skin lace burning through her body as Camille took a gamble of her own and hurled the mother of all lightning bolts at them.
"Dodge!"
Jinx bellowed as she threw herself at Lux, who released a blast of light and anti-gravitic magic to disperse everyone to something like safety. The bolt struck with the wrath of a mindless god, lighting up the night and blowing a hole clear through the roof. The explosion blinded Jinx and filled the air with ozone, but her eye still flicked to the side despite that. Just as she thought, Camille was scared. Despite stunning them, she couldn't be sure she would kill enough of them in an attack, and if she wasn't sure, she wouldn't try. She would do what she always did and consolidate by making a run for the platform. Jinx rolled over and kipped up.
"Now or never, Glask!"
Renata Glask sprinted past her and fell skidding to her knees as she brought her revolver up in a classic shooting stance, aiming down the iron sights just as Camille landed on the platform and completed the circuit. Honestly, Jinx had expected her to suddenly go god mode, but it was immediately clear that something was wrong. Camille suddenly dropped to her knees and let out a ruinous scream as the energy flow reversed. Probably pretty boy's doing. She was fighting it, though. commanding the power back into her and trying to drain the rest of Janna's mojo, but it was costing her. So Jinx threw herself onto Renata's back, pressing herself flush to the massive woman, looping her arm around and over Renata's and grabbing the Chem Baron's trigger hand, planting her feet. Jinx anchored them both, target locked with her eye, corrected the angle of the gun manually, then screamed, "Fire!" The revolver barked, and Jinx felt like Vi had just punched her in the gut with the full piston-backed force of her Atlas gauntlets. Her vision doubled, then tripled, and she spat out a torrent of blood. It spilled through a rictus grin, though, as the blast punched clean through Camille's crystalline heart, shattering it into a thousand blackened pieces. Her eyes went wide as the soul-bound round ripped her off of her feet and off of the platform at the same time. It tore to shreds whatever was left of her mechanical soul. And then the bitch's lights finally went out with a single raspy gurgle of
"It worked,"
Jinx whispered, staring at the crumpled tyrant of Clan Pharos. And in the back of her mind, seeing something else. A cannery. A makeshift bomb. A glowing blue gem.
It actually worked.
Finally.
Renata muttered as the gun tumbled from her fingers to clatter to the ground. Then Jinx felt the old woman go limp in her arms as all the power contained in the machine reversed course to slam back into the central mechanism. And the whole thing tore apart with a siren shriek of grieving rage. The text of this story is available on AO3. Music by Dot Matrix. If you would like me to record a story, voice over a character, get in touch using the contact information available on my website, which is located at samgabrielvo.com. And there you can find other stories that I've read, as well as a link to my Discord server, where I record things live for your enjoyment. And finally, as always, thank you for listening.